From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Emperor Akihito led a commemoration service marking the fifth anniversary of the massive 2011 earthquake and tsunami that set off one of the world's worst nuclear disasters. Bells rang out in Tokyo, and people across Japan bowed their heads in a moment of silence at the exact time the quake struck offshore. That quake generated a series of tidal waves, some as high as 17 meters, that devastated much of the island's eastern coastline and killed nearly 20,000 people. The tsunami disabled the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, causing large amounts of radiation to be emitted across the surrounding area, contaminating water, food, and the air. More than 600,000 people were evacuated. Some 10% of residents still live in temporary housing. South Sudan's government operated a scorched-earth policy of deliberate rape, pillage, and killing of civilians during the civil war in 2015, said a report published Friday by the UN Human Rights Office. The report contains harrowing accounts of civilians suspected of supporting the opposition, including children and the disabled, being killed by being burned alive, suffocated in containers, shot, hanged from trees, or cut to pieces. The UN Human Rights Office said in their statement, although all sides have committed atrocities that may amount to crimes against humanity, government forces were the most responsible, the report added. A private funeral service for former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan will be held Friday in California. She died last Sunday at the age of 94. She'll be buried next to her late husband, President Ronald Reagan, at his presidential library. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, trounced the country's incumbent vice president in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. It's the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government from President Thein Sein in a ceremony on March 30th that will end decades of military dominance. The Nobel laureate led her lawmakers in Friday's voting for her hand-picked candidate, who is virtually ensured to become president. A human rights expert has condemned Iran's excessive use of the death penalty, especially for juvenile offenders, and is calling for a moratorium on the government's use of capital punishment. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Ahmed Shahid, the special UN investigator on human rights in Iran, says he is appalled at the high number of executions in Iran. Last year, he says nearly 1,000 people were executed, the highest number in two decades. Shahid says he is alarmed by the ongoing practice of executing juvenile offenders.
Iran's penal code explicitly retains the death penalty for boys as young as 15 and girls as young as 9 for certain crimes such as murder, adultery, and sodomy. The number of juvenile executions have increased, not decreased, in the last 2 years.
Shahid says Iran's criminal justice system violates the legal rights of its citizens and denies them a fair trial. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nagging doubts are tempering expectations that a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and perhaps lead to a crippling blow against the group. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it describes as an Islamic State defector. The former IS fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine IS information may be mixed in with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. court documents indicate that a Russian citizen accused of spying will register a plea on Friday ahead of his federal trial next month. Evgeny Burakov is accused of posing as an employee of a Russian bank in New York City to gain information for Moscow's foreign intelligence agency, known as the SVR. Burakov is charged with conspiring to act as an agent of the Russian government without registering. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.